Welcome back, everybody. So today we're going to try Hoist Point from Hot Butcher for the world. I did buy this. I've been saying them. At some point, I'm just going to stop. This was not sent to me by Hot Butcher. I did pick this up at Hoffman Street Grocery. $4, and I think it was 99 cents. It was either $4.69 or $4.99 on this one. So, Ruwaka, Motueka, Nectaron, and Eldorado hops, double India Pale Ale, 7.5% ABV. Just like every other one, there is no date on this. And when I was doing them, when Hot Butcher was sending them to me, Hot Butcher puts three tasting notes on the back. I'm going to try and guess them, see how well I do. So let's go ahead and get this into a glass. Here in Lower Michigan, we are starting to see more Hot Butcher beers. It seems like 2 weeks ago we got two, and this week we got two more. So I hope they keep on bringing them. Actually, we got three this week. I had the other one last night, Wooden Alley, I think it was. So depending on when these coming out or when these come out, but they should come out in order. There was another one and I can't remember. It was the Kibasa King. Kibasa King. So we actually got three new ones, here in Lower Michigan. But like I said, keep bringing them. I'll keep buying them. So let's get back to this. So it's kind of cool. It's got a truck with a hoist, and it has a big hop on there. Pretty cool. So to the beer, I would say off-white colored head, pretty much all small bubbles. It looks like some of them are like yeast. If you've ever brewed with yeast and you look at the top of it when it's active, real active, and those bubbles kind of look milky. Some of those in there kind of look milky because it's not a bubble. It's got part of the white stuff going through it, the head. A little over a finger of head from this glass. From this color, I want to say like a greenish orange color. I hope this doesn't have green in it, like vegetal, but hey, it is what it is. Yeah, like a green orange. I hope that turns back. What's this thing doing? There we go. Okay. Yeah, it looks okay. Milky green orange. There you go. Let's go ahead and smell. Like an orange rind. There's some bitterness in there. What's in there? Yeah, maybe I don't know. I want to go underripe orange, so like green. Not really vegetal. I don't know if it's the sweetness. It smells sweeter than bitter, like a very sweet green orange, vegetal orange. It almost smells like there's mosaic, like a berry, like a sweet berry, vegetal green orange. That's all I'm getting. And I'm having a hard time. There's not mosaic in here. So I don't know if it's the sweetness or the sweetness plus the yeast. Because I remember when New England IPAs first came out and I started reviewing them, I would always say like a bubblegum or a yeastiness. That's kind of what I'm getting from this. So that's why I'm saying, because it usually turns out to be berry. Not bubblegum or yeast. But I get it. I think there's vegetal, some kind of, something like that in there. I'm only picturing a green orange. That's all I'm picturing for whatever reason. Okay, let's go ahead and taste. Ooh. Yeah. Huh. Definitely on the sweeter side. I would say like a mushy berry, a warm berry. Oh. I'm going to have to go with vegetal, not earthy, like green. I want to say like greens, not spinach, but greens. Like taking greens, that's what's in here. I can't, what do they call that? Is it just called greens? It's I can't do it. I think there's some dankness in there too. I don't know about this one. I don't think this one's for me. Yeah. I can't. I'm going to I'll go with a 3.5. I want to go a little bit lower because I know I'll just tell you up front, I'm dumping this when I'm done. I can't do it, but I don't want to give it a score on Untappd because these reviews, I review how I want them, not to the style, nothing like that, how I like them. So technically, if I'm going by that, I would give it a 2. But on Untappd, I want to be a little fair. So I'll give it a 3.5. But it's a drain pour for me. I don't know what to put with green or vegetal. I think they're going to say dank orange or something like that. Dank something, some kind of berry. I really don't want to drink this anymore. Dank pine? There is a little bitterness in back there. I'm going to go, pleasant berry, green, orange, dank something. I don't know. I don't think they've ever used green, orange before. But they might have. I'm just going to go with those three and we'll see how it is. Juicy berry, bright lemon, candied orange. Really? I'm kind of surprised. I would say I got two. I got the berry and I got the orange. Bright lemon. I can't. I don't get that. But hey, every craft beer is not for everybody, and this one isn't for me. But let's go ahead and check Untappd. One of my friends had it, checked it in, 4 out of 5. 430 people, 4.13 out of 5. So D&D gave it a 4.1 out of 5. Zesty citrus vegetal greens with a touch of bitter pepper on the back end. Huh. Well, we're kind of on the same page, but he must like vegetal greens. I'll eat my greens, but not like this. So hoppy, grassy, clean, zesty tangerine. Huh. Okay. Yeah. It is what it is. This one's not for me, but if you're into Hop Butcher beers, I would say at least pick one up and give it a try because you might like it more than me. I mean, if you look at that, everybody likes it more than me, so you should be good.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.